Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
When tennis star Maria Sharapova announced on Monday that she'd failed a drug test at the Australian Open by testing positive for the banned drug meldonium, a lot of people had questions about what this substance was, how long she's been on it, and how it affects an athlete's performance. So I'm here to tell you a little bit about it. The drug is a heart medication developed by the Latvian Institute of Organic Synthesis, and it was popular. It's been popular in Eastern European athletes. But it was just added to the list of banned substances by the World Anti-Doping Agency at the start of 2016. So this is very recent that it was just added. It is not an FDA-approved medication. So first of all, that's important to note. It's been known as mildronate, and it's typically prescribed for heart failure patients in some parts of Europe. So it treats ischemia, which is a lack of blood flow. So if somebody is in congestive heart failure, if they have chronic heart failure, they're having trouble getting their heart to work. They're having trouble getting liquid out of their lungs and air through their body. So this can help with that blood flow. And when taken by athletes, meldonium can also help increase endurance performance, improve rehabilitation after exercise, protect against stress, and enhance the central nervous system. So this was a study that was done in 2015 by some German scientists. And that's the reason that the World Anti-Doping Agency first placed meldonium, a drug with potential cardiac effects, on this anti-doping list and banned substances list. So a lot of athletes are searching for drugs to improve their performance and their endurance. And I guess it's been on the World Anti-Doping Agency's radar for a little while now, and they've been monitoring it because there's been a lot of misuse. And as I said, some Eastern European athletes have been using it. Now, you know, whether or not she's been on it, she kept using it for all these years, and people have been asking her why she first went on it. And she said, I had several health issues going on at the time. I was getting sick very often, and she had a deficiency in magnesium and irregular EKG results with a family history of diabetes. So she kept using it because she said it made me healthy, and that's why I continued to take it. So you do question a little bit the physician who prescribed it for her, and that all these years now, or that recently, she would have been up on the fact that this was now just become a banned substance. So I don't know what this is going to do for her career and what this is going to change, but I feel bad that, you know, this wasn't something that one of her handlers, I mean, she was once the top tennis player in the world, and I don't understand why her handlers haven't said, okay, by the way, let's look at your list of meds before every single thing and make sure none of them are on the banned substance list. I mean, really, that it just seems common sense to me, but maybe I think differently. I don't know. Maybe it's not common sense, but we're going to keep an eye on this and see what happens. What, you know, because in some cases like this, they take away medals and they banned people from the sport itself. So we'll see what happens with this. In this next story, we're taking this with a grain of salt. Overdosing on exercise may be toxic to the heart. They're saying slackers rejoice. You were right all along. For all of you people who hate exercise and said all the rest of us were nuts, that there's a new sort of provocative study that's shown up in the Canadian Journal of Cardiology that says if you push your body to the max day after day, you can stress out your heart and raise your rate for a certain type of atrial fibrillation. But the fact of the matter is exercise is way better than no exercise at all, and you're stressing your heart out a heck of a lot more by not doing exercise. So don't worry, there's not that many of us out there that are doing too much exercise. And if you are one of those people, you know you're one of those people. And we all know somebody like that, but there's not that many of them. So keep to the moderate exercise, certainly better than doing nothing. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.